Right now, and what it also does is it does give you a time or two, but, okay, so you can just look down. You could look down if you...
If I could see it, okay. My name's Buddy. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Buddy.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you. I smile because, you know, she says an esteemed speaker, and I always wonder, why do people ask me to speak? I don't know what I got to say or what, you know, but I enjoy doing it. It's part of, I try to keep the enjoyment going in OA, because if it's not enjoyable to me, I'm not going to continue to do it. And it's not easy. We're all compulsive overeaters, and we're all here for a reason. And I know it's still a struggle. I started program September 5th of 2007. I remember the date. I have it written in a big book. I got here from a college roommate, so I've known him for 35 years. He's not in this program, but he's in other 12-step programs. And he knew me well enough to say, Buddy, I think you need to check this out. I think it would work for you. And he knew that I didn't have other compulsions, but he can absolutely had seen me over the years, you know, probably gained close to 100 pounds, and he knew that this was good for me. So he said to me, I think you should check it out. And the funny thing, it started, when it did start, we would get together every Wednesday night, and we would hang out and have dinner on his back porch with his, at that time he had a girlfriend who I'm friendly with still, and the three of us would head off in different directions, and we would all go to different 12-step programs, and we said goodbye. We went off in three different directions, and everybody went to their own issues and dealt with it, and it was really great. And then for a couple of years, I would go, that was in Westfield, and that's where I started, in Westfield, New Jersey, on Wednesday nights. And I guess I consider my home group, though I wander quite a bit, and everybody makes fun of me because I pop up all over the place, but I go to the Saturday morning Old Bridge meeting on Route 18 in the hospital. That's at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings. It tends to where I go. I have about a 65 pound, I lost about 65 pounds, and to be honest, I've gained a little bit of back. I became a vegetarian, or they call it a pescatarian, which is a vegetarian with a little seafood involved, a couple of years ago, and it's been great for my head, and I love it, and it's been terrible for my waistline. I find it very difficult to find the protein that I need and eat healthy. I still commit my food, but it's just the protein that I need, I find it very difficult. So it's on my mind a lot right now. What should I do? Should I give up trying to eat this way and bring some protein back or not? So I've gained over the years, 3 years, I've gained 8 pounds a year, and I've gained 20 some odd, about 22 pounds back from my low. And it's a little bewildering because I try to commit my food and stick to it, but I just think the starchiness of a non-meat protein is very tricky. You know, like a can of beans is, I'm sorry, that's a food, and I apologize. You know, a portion of whatever I'm going to eat is really very small, and I can't believe when you read the portion on that particular product how small it could be, and it just doesn't work to hold me from meal to meal. So I don't snack, but I think I'm consuming the more of the starchy protein than I need to eat. So I came into program in 07. I am a single dad, and I was mad at the world. I was a miserable, mean, grumpy, I've been divorced twice. I came into program, was divorced for about the second time for about 7 years when we had joint custody of my kids. And I'm not going to do this story. I mean, 90% of you have heard it over and over again. But after about 7 years, I had to do something with my ex-wife, couldn't handle the kids, and we went in through a horrible, horrible situation, and I ended up getting custody of the children. I was mad as hell. One of my good friends in program now tells me she was scared of me when I walked in the rooms. She wouldn't sit next to me. She wouldn't talk to me. We go out for lunch, and we hang out, and we go for walks all the time now. But it's pretty wild to hear her tell me that she was actually scared to sit next to me when I first walked in the room. I was miserable. You know, I looked angry. I was angry. I felt helpless. My ex-wife was really messing with my children, and there was nothing I can do. And she knew how to manipulate the court systems and the system to keep me at bay. And I felt so helpless. And program has helped me greatly. And to this day, they have, you know, everything she's thrown at me, I've never been found wrong ever, you know, in this whole thing. And program is a blessing that I can learn that it's one day at a time, just try to, you know, do the best I can for today. and work the process. And it was really helpful because, I mean, the court system was daily. And the biggest blessing is I didn't know where to turn, and somebody I met in these rooms was a court clerk. And she then helped me work through the system because my ex-wife didn't like their first decision in family court. Took me to the appellate division and then took me to the Superior Court in New Jersey. All over craziness. And, you know, they said no to her every time, but no is not an answer that she knows how to deal with. And so it's been a real blessing for the people I met in here and the way to try to take it one day at a time. And I'm a much happier guy today. I have custody of my children. I mean, I have friends that call me up. My youngest one is going to be 17 shortly. And, you know, I have a friend calls me today, and all he does is whine and cry, but bless you, about his 17-year-old, you know, smacking up cars and doing some drugs and getting in trouble and the breakdowns. And for today, I got a nice balanced life. My kids are doing great. I don't have drama with them right now. The oldest one is almost 22. He's in New York City for the summer. He has an internship. He's living in the dorm room at NYU. He's just having a blast. And you know, the both of them are on a roll. The one in college is going to be a senior at Temple University. He's on the dean's list. And it's just amazing, you know, where we've come in the last 6 years. And it's just been a blessing. And we get along fine. And I've learned to give him his independence. The older one has some emotional issues, and I've learned to really stay away, let him develop. And, you know, if I told you all his stories, you would say, what a great young man. And so I really have nothing to complain about. I see the dealings that he has with me because I know, you know, he has trouble dealing with the intimates. The intimates are, you know, his direct family, mothers, fathers, you know, brothers. But he's doing great. And so all this is all due to the spiritual aspect of the program. That's the most important to me. I just love, you know, going over the step work and, you know, going over like 6 and 7 and trying to live in, you know, in 10, 11, and 12. You're new to the program, you'll get to know these steps by heart the more you come around and the more you hear all the talk. It's totally a step program. It's really, you know, give up your drug of choice, which for all of us is compulsive overeating, and then learn to, you know, work the steps. That's my belief. I know everybody can have a different belief. If it works for them, God bless them. It can work for everybody. There's all walks of people in this program, and I see it work for quite a few people. And I love talking about program, but I especially like the spiritual aspect of the program. It's pointed me in a direction that I never thought I would take. I've been really happy with it. It's not the religion of my upbringing, but it's a spiritual basis that I can really, you know, spend a moment. I meditate every morning. I do a few things spiritually through a group, and I greatly enjoy it. I read on it all the time, and I try to keep up on it. So, and it's amazing to me that, you know, some spiritual speaker and the big book, they're almost identical with what they're saying. You could hear the words back and forth. So you could take any of your positive spiritual speakers or religious people and the big book and combine the two, and it really works. And the trickiness is I like one over the other, so I have to make sure I keep coming to OA. So that's when, you know, like Robin asked me to speak tonight, I right away say yes, because then it keeps me in the program. It doesn't keep me drifting away from the program. Because I think that's the worst thing. If you think you got it and you think, oh, I don't need it anymore, then that's the minute you break your abstinence and the program falls apart. So, I can't think what else. I always tell the story that, you know, that I just a different person, and I tell the funny story is that. And I think, you know, once again, people heard it, but this is my qualification, is that a year ago I was at a my son's football game, and I'll make it quicker this time, and the ex-wife comes walking up, and we don't talk, we don't have much to do, and she walked up to me at the bleachers and asked me if the seat behind me was taken. And I said, no, it isn't taken. And she sat down behind me, and I wondered, what is going on? I didn't know. And the short version of the long story, she didn't know who I was. She didn't recognize me. And I owe that more to the physical, but to the program, that I had, you know, a smile on my face. I'm just more relaxed. I look different. I mean, I have changed my hair, and I've grown a goatee, and I lost, you know, 65 pounds or whatever. But it, you know, I love that story, just the part that, you know, you don't have to stay, you know, you're not who you are yesterday, and, you know, today's a new day, and you could always change things for tomorrow. And and the funny thing is, the younger one, I don't know when he was, I guess he was 15, and then he texted her the next night on a Sunday night and asked, you know, did you ask a man if the seat behind him was taken? And she says, yes, is that somebody I'm supposed to know? And he writes back, yeah, that was Dad. And, you know, and she, you know, she writes back, oh, my God, and, you know, I can't believe it, and isn't that funny? And I'm sure that got her goat, but, you know, that's okay. But the idea that you can transform in this program if you really work it, and that's what I really appreciate, that I'm a salesman in the restaurant business, the hotel restaurants and clubs. They're a gruff bunch of people. They work hard. They work long hours. They're not ethical really at times, and it's really hard. And I have to go in there with a smile on my face and try to sell them what they need and what I'd like to try to continually sell. And I'm much more peaceful now with the whole process of being a salesman than I was when I walked in the room. I've been with this company about 13 years now, and it's just working out fine. And the nice thing is that there's nobody looking over my shoulder. My boss does not care where I am or how I'm doing it. He just wants to see the numbers that I'm producing, you know, enough sales. He says, if you do it all in one day, I don't care where you're at the other 6 days. Just keep selling, and I pay you for what you make. And so obviously we're all happy. And but the idea of when these guys in the kitchen want to get a little arrogant or tough with me, I've learned to deal with it. I used to try to fight back and win and say, you know, I'm correct and you're wrong. And I don't go about that approach anymore. I try to just listen to them and work it out and say okay, and then try to just come back with them where they're with a, you know, the subject that I think that needs to be addressed. I don't get all worked up. I used to, you know, my whole eating process was all emotional. Mad at the world, go home, and the solving my problems was to sit down and just eat all the wrong things. You know, the joke was to, you know, fill the bowl with as much milk as possible and then see how long it took till the milk disappears, you know, and with whatever you're filling into it and kind of stuff. And I would just eat just to calm my nerves. And today I don't have to do that. There are other ways. And I don't think I would have thought of it or really came to it without coming to OA. And I mean, I guess this part of the story I also tell all the time is I was Googling spiritual programs before I came into OA. You know, I was looking at Kabbalah, which is like Jewish mysticism. You know, I was looking, you know, there's a little Buddhism. There's a lot of things to look into. And I was Googling and wondering about these things and reading on them. I never knew that when I walked in the door that you could find this spiritual approach to life by just following the big book and following OA. And it's been a real pleasure. I've met a lot of people. I have a bunch of friends I hang out with. One of my good friends in the program, we laugh. We usually support each other when we speak, and, you know, he'll come my way when I'm speaking and vice versa. Well, he's speaking at another meeting as we speak right now, because another Monday night meeting asked him at the same time if he would speak. So we kind of get a chuckle out of that. But I have a couple of really good friends that I hang out with. I have some, you know, friends that I can really consider not just people I want to hang out with program, people that I do things with and really enjoy it. I have no problem telling everybody I'm in OA. I don't worry about that people know it. It's fine. I do have some friends that don't wish you to bring it up anywhere other than in the rooms. The food plan, nobody's ever called it. I think I follow the gray sheet mostly, but I changed it, and this is my mistake probably. I reached a weight that I was really happy with, and I bought back grains, and then I changed to the vegetarian approach. But the grains I brought back thinking I could live a balanced, you know, no more of a losing plan, and I should go back to the gray sheet completely. Gray sheet is just no flour, wheat, or sugar, and three meals weighed and measured. I still more or less weigh and measure, but it's amazing. You know, after you do this for so many years, you can make your salad and put it on the scale, and you're pretty close. You pretty well know that this container can handle 12 ounces or whatever it takes, and so I do that. I don't know what else to say. I guess I'm a little unprepared, but I also did this recently somewhere else, and a couple people in this room were there. I do love program, and I wish we all really stuck to it. I do have a little complaint that sometimes we're a little wishy-washy in OA. We hear everybody, oh, we have to eat. and, you know, you don't have to drink, but, you know, it's a life or death thing, really. And you know, that's another thing that got me into the rooms is I usually gave blood all the time, and one time I wouldn't give blood, and they kicked me out because my blood pressure was way too high, and they wouldn't take my blood. Ooh. And that it was, you know, a sure sign that there was a lot of stress going on. Okay. And so that was a good sign to come in here. And I love it because I go to the cardiologist, which a friend of mine used to work with, and he won't let me out of the room. And most people think, oh, you got to go in there, and he won't let you out of the room because you're sick. He just loves talking with me because I'm just, no more medication, no more, he's happy, and he just smiles and talks, and how does this work? And, you know, and I give him the I don't know, you know the name of the, what's the pamphlet to get to the doctor,
to the healthcare professional.
I gave him a whole mess of those, and it's just great to be able to go in and just see him smile, and I'm, you know, I'm not a believer in medication, so I'm really happy not to be on that, and be happy. I'm still in the same clothing I bought at my low. I had to give away absolutely the whole closet, other than the socks. Other than that, everything had to go. everything had to go to charity, or I gave them to a bunch of guys in program, which was really great. You know, guys that were losing weight, that were much bigger than me, that were losing weight, and you know, it's really nice because if you go from, you know, whatever, I was a size, I'm not even remember what I was. I think I was a 40, and I went down to like a 33 or 34. But you know, when you're in that 36 and you know you're losing, you don't want to buy too much clothes at 36 because you're in and out of them. I mean, I remember when I did that, I bought one pair of pants and I was in and out of them in a couple of months. So that's great. It was really a nice feeling to be able to give away all my nice stuff to the people in program. So we don't do that anymore. We used to have clothing exchanges. I always thought that was a nice thing to do. So I guess that's it. If anybody has any questions, they could ask. But other than that, what are we going to do? A topic or open show?
We're just going to first say, thank you to Buddy.
Thank you, Buddy.
Thank you. And let me see.